Blackstone presents The Invisibility Cloak by Ge Fei, translated by Kanan Morse. This book is read by Brian Nishi. Chapter 1. The KT-88. At 9 a.m. sharp, I pulled up to the Brownstones buildings. This residential complex sits on the eastern edge of the Winter Palace, with its northern face hugging the flyovers of the North Fifth Ring Road. The Brownstones has been a household name in Beijing for years, ever since they executed the district mayor Zhou Liangruo for accepting millions in bribes on local real estate deals, including the one that made these apartments. It was the first time I had ever been here. I had a client in Building 8 who had asked me to build a KT-88 amplifier to boost his speakers and a cappella bookshelf set. A cappella systems with campanile horn speakers are a common enough sight in this city, their equalizers flickering with a ghostly blue light, but the shelf speakers I'd seen only in magazines. I worked day and night for 2 weeks to produce an amplifier that would fit the system, though whether or not it would produce a good sound was by no means certain. The late autumn sky was beginning to clear after a night of rain, and visibility was so good it seemed you could reach out and touch the mist-curled trees of the Winter Palace or the tall pagoda atop Baiwang Mountain. Another frost or two, and the maples on the western mountains would start to turn. My mood, though, wasn't as cheerful as the weather. 5 minutes ago, I'd gotten a call from my sister, Cui Lihua. My brother-in-law had gotten drunk last night and kicked her in the privates with a square-toed leather shoe. This morning, she said she'd had blood in her urine. The sound of her crying irritated me, and I simply stayed quiet on my end. It wasn't that I didn't feel like comforting her, but I sensed some other motive hidden behind her whimpering. Sure enough, after she'd gone on for a while, my sister said to me, "I can't take it anymore. Please, just move out. I don't want to live like this either. Have pity on me as a brother to a sister. I'm begging you." I could hear both supplication and anger in my sister's voice as she wailed at me over the phone. As if it hadn't been that bastard Chang Baoguo who had kicked her, but me. The security door for Unit 3 popped open. A woman in a gray athletic shirt leaned out from the doorway. She peered at me and at the mud-flecked minivan behind me, then finally caught sight of the KT-88 at my feet. She smiled and gushed, "Ooh, it's so pretty." I wasn't sure if she was being polite with her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?